U.S. small businesses looking to grow need to think outside the box by thinking outside of the U.S. borders. In this series, Where Will Your Customers Come From?, we'll explore what it takes to become a successful exporter and the vast array of U.S. government services to help you grow. Hi, I'm Ron Johnson with the U.S. Small Business Administration, your small business resource. And today, my guest is John Joyce, SBA's Export Finance and Trade Manager in Boston, Mass. How are you, John? It's good to have you on the program.
Thank you very much, Ron. I'm glad to be here.
John, what are the primary reasons small businesses should consider exporting?
Well, one of the main reasons is that most of the world's consumers, and some statistics show 95%, actually live outside the United States, and they represent two-thirds of the world's purchasing power. For consumer products, that's pretty relevant, and for other products, it's probably less of a percentage, but it's still significant. And let's just say that there's a significant sales potential that is not tapped if a business is not exporting.
Is there a way to determine what types of small businesses become, say, successful exporters?
Any industry, really. Most manufacturers or service providers that make a product that can be sold in a foreign market, and that covers most companies. It is a good idea that they've already been established and have a good track record in the domestic market as a starting point.
John, I know you've heard of some of the myths and realities about exporting that might deter a small business from getting into exporting. What are some of these myths?
Well, there are several, and they're true in some degree and truly myths in others. For instance, exporting is considered too risky by some companies, and there are additional risks involved, but they are identifiable, and you can mitigate those risks using affordable export assistance that's available. And in some cases, that myth is completely untrue. For instance, in the Canadian market, there's really no more risk than selling in the U.S. domestic market. Another myth might be that the domestic market is secure and companies can depend on it, and that's really not true any longer. Globalization has made it easier to buy and sell products in multiple markets, and that's a two-way street. So that means it's easier for U.S. companies to export, but it's also easier for their overseas competitors to come into their domestic market and sell. So I think it's advisable to meet them in their territory than vice versa. And a third myth is that exporting is too complicated. And similar to the idea of riskiness, the complicated part of it is that there's additional paperwork. Yes, there are things that you have to be aware of, but there's a lot of assistance to find what those issues are and deal with them and make the move into exporting.
There are many advantages to exporting, John. Could you share a few of those with us?
Well, the primary one is the primary goal of most businesses, which is increased sales and profits. As we talked about earlier, the sizable market outside the United States that is untapped if you're not exporting. It also extends a product life cycle. If you have a product that's fairly mature and may be losing market share in the United States, in foreign markets there might be much more potential. And also there's seasonal differences. A product that is seasonal, for instance, sold mainly in winter weather, well, South America's winter is our summer, so that extends the sale season for those kind of products. Also, there's the issue that Made in America or Made in USA is still a good marketing tool, and it gives the U.S. companies a competitive edge in foreign markets. There's a perception, and it's a true perception, that U.S. products are high quality and represent innovative goods and services. There's, again, a lot of resources available to help companies deal with the issues that are involved in exporting from the U.S. government and from state governments as well.
Where should our listeners go for more information on exporting?
Well, I would encourage listeners to contact the SBA through our website, which is www.sba.gov, and then /, and the word international, and that will link them to our international the part of our website. And also, the government-wide website is www.export.gov, which will connect them to all the other agencies, including SBA, with export services.
John, I'd like to thank you for being on the program and sharing some valuable information on exporting.
Thank you very much, Ron.
In part two of the Small Business Series on exporting, we'll explore how to develop an export strategy. Until next time, this is Ron Johnson with the U.S. Small Business Administration, your small business resource.